Do you self need up?
Your self-defense, self-defense.
There you go, now you know. I just went to it.
Thank you. Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. I'm Antonio Gonzalez from the National Congress of American Indians Mid-Year Gathering at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. At NCAI, tribal leaders, advocates, young people, and many others are gathered to discuss top issues facing their communities. Among concerns is policymaking, not only within the U.S., but to ensure Indigenous people are included in talks and decision-making on all levels, from local to international levels, especially when it comes to climate change and the environment. Joining me now are Jennifer Nelson, and Daily Sambo. Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. Test. Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. I'm Antonia Gonzalez from the Denaina Center in Anchorage, Alaska.
Robert, can I ask you why you thought it
was? My name is. Damian Vega, I'm from the Saboba Band of Liseno Indians in California.
And is this, do you have any examples of like times where you're like, wow, that policy could be so much richer and so much more meaningful had somebody consulted with the local or regional tribe or, you know, indigenous decision makers?
Yes, absolutely. Back in 2018, there was a movement to run a citizens initiative. It was called I-1631. And initially, the environmental community prepared this initiative and wanted us to simply approve it and support it and endorse it. And we had asked them, have you had a chance to consult with tribes? And they said no. So we asked them to, you know, politely disengage and let us work intertribally on a set of policy points, which included 10% of all carbon revenues on a carbon pricing mechanism to tribal nations, since we're disproportionately impacted. It called for $50 million of biennium to assist us in relocating our villages to higher ground. And so the fossil fuel industry spent $33 million to kill that campaign. It was the largest campaign in Washington state history. We ultimately came back and secured the Climate Commitment Act and passed it in Washington.
In the meantime, I'm going to keep listening to the
state legislature. But had we not been at the table for that conversation, we wouldn't have been able to realize the opportunity to secure funding for the critical needs facing Indian country directly from those who are responsible. Industry, because right now the public treasury simply isn't enough to deal with the scale of climate change.
Where do you see gaps needing to be filled?
Where gaps are needing to be filled is in the space where tribal nations should have a decisive say over our land, territories, resources, and people. And you may hear tribal leaders talk about FPIC, free, prior, and informed consent. It's been our experience that when we have a conflict, whether it's clean energy or dirty energy, there seems to be this idea that a country could take unilateral action, permit something, and then...
Is he listening? Lauren, can you hear me if you're at the station? If you're tuned in, how do we sound? Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. I'm Antonia Gonzalez from the National Congress of American Indians Mid-Year Gathering at the Denaina Center in Anchorage. At NCAI, tribal leaders, advocates, young people, and many others are gathered to discuss top issues facing their communities. Among concerns is policymaking, not only within the U.S., but to ensure Indigenous people are included in talks and decision-making at all levels, from local to international. Especially when it comes to climate change and the environment. Joining me now are Jennifer Nelson and Dolly. Okay. Okay. Did Lauren say anything?
Ask us.
It was important to be at NCAI's mid-year conference.
It's always important for our tribes to take a look and see what's basically out there, because a lot of times we don't have first-hand information on all the stuff that's here.
What have you learned so far?
What have I learned so far? There are other things that are optional that nobody ever tells us about.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those options?
Options are like... fiber optics is one. Two, we're having more and more people coming to rural Alaska because there's more money out there due to this COVID funding, and we have more funding for money, I found out, for houses. And there are other things, too, with this COVID money that I found that we could actually, people who were, traumatized by this, can get extra money to go get counseling and stuff like that. So this is there's something, the whole a bigger picture, put it that way. My name is Robert Walker. I'm the first chief of ANVIC.
Robert, can I?
I'm Ron Allen. I'm the chairman and CEO for the Jamestown Tsklallam Tribe, located west of Seattle, about 60 miles. If you say you're sovereign, act sovereign. Well, sovereign means at all different levels, primarily the federal and state level, that they're sovereign entities. And so who they have oversight over are their citizens. Members are typically used with associations and organizations and those kinds of entities, and you can confuse who you represent. If you say to the outside world, you know, I'm a member of Ogala Lasu, and so the outside world, who doesn't understand sovereignty, doesn't understand who the
Okay. Introduce yourself.
I am Jennifer Nelson.
Okay. And
you need more.
Yeah. And what did you, your title, what do you do, where are you from?
Okay. It's like, which title do you want?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. So Jennifer Nelson, currently the chairman of the Aleut Corporation Board of Directors, also the director of rural affairs for GCI, and a member of the Aleut International Association and the Arctic Economic Council as a member of the Aleut International Association.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay.
We're here at NCAI at the National Congress of American Indians Mid-Year Gathering. Okay, how's it sound? Sounds good? We're here at NCAI. Okay. Welcome to